Okay, so real quick, I did spend a nice few days on R&R in New Orleans, and I have a Walking Dead related story to tell you. So we stayed in the Quarter, which is awesome to stay there, not to hang out there, but it's great, centrally located. When you end up your evening, you can go back and stumble out of a couple of really great little neighborhood bars that are kind of off the Quarter, like Molly's or Fahey's, and you're close right to your hotel. So we were in the process of that one night, hanging out at Molly's on Toulouse, and it's right next door to this little weird nightclub called The Dungeon, which sucks. It's a terrible place.
Like a dance club?
It's like a goth, real heavy metal place, and it's just super lame. You know, it's really dark, and it's all, you know, like stone and black and weird, and I guess it's kind of fun, but the music is super.
In retrospect, it's
yeah,
kind of
it's
awesome.
Kind of fun. But we just kind of went up there for one drink. So as we're leaving, it's like me and Jess and Andy, and as we're leaving, we see that there's this group of people that come in. It's like two guys and two girls. Well, it's one guy, and he's got these two girls, and they are clearly just blasted, absolutely wasted. And one of the girls is walking, and she's got her shoes in her hand. She's been walking around Bourbon Street barefoot.
Yuck.
Disgusting. And these girls were, I mean, these were B-level, okay?
Okay.
Not that great. So anyway, I'm walking past them, and the girls are kind of hanging on this guy, and I kind of like, look at the dude, and as he's walking past me, and I'm like, man, I know, that looks so familiar. It looks so familiar. And I get back out on the street, and I'm like, holy crap. I know who that is. And they're like, who was it? I go, that's freaking Norman Reedus from Walking Dead, who plays Daryl.
Right.
And it had to have been the night of the season finale, because it was Sunday night. So they were in New Orleans celebrating the airing of their show, and that's had to have been what it was. Because obviously, like I said, I hadn't seen it yet, so I didn't get home until Tuesday. But we were hanging out on Sunday night, and that had to have been what it was, is he's in New Orleans celebrating the finale of this mid-season finale. And I never do this. I am not the ass-whipper, I promise.
You turned around and went back?
You're damn right I did. I was like, I'm going back. I've got to say something. And I had enough to drink that I was like, yeah, I'm doing this. But I'm not. But I've got to be cool about it. I can't go in there and just start whipping his ass. So I go in and walk all the way back upstairs, and there he is at the bar, and he's got his buddies with him, and these two girls are just kind of like all like draping over him and just kind of like that, and he's plastered. And I just walk up to him, and I kind of tap him on the shoulder, and he kind of turns around and looks at me like, here it comes, I'm sure, here we go. And I was like, look, man. I sound like every P1 in the world.
Look, man, I don't want to whip your ass
or nothing, but really love the show, bro. Let me buy you a drink. But I just simply said, man, I just wanted to say hello, love the show, and you guys are absolutely crushing it this season.
Crushed it.
Crushed it.
Crushed.
You turned into a parody of everything you hate.
I know. And I shook his hand, and he looked at me, and he goes, oh, cool, man, thanks so much. Dude, I was like, have a good night. And I walked out. And it kind of got that feeling like he would have wanted to be my friend if I'd have stuck around just a little bit longer. Like the way I handled it. I handled it like as cool as I could have. Like, didn't want to stick around and whip his ass or nothing like that. But
you're like every P1 that talks to you at ticket stock. Like, I was so cool. I think Danny would have had a beer with me.
I know.
He was in Radiohead's Fake Plastic Trees video. Holy crap!
That is a fun fact. He was also in Boondock Saints. Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Fake Lee Harvey Oswald agrees. So it must be true.
Well, I love seeing the shoe on the other foot with Danny.
Oh, man, I was so excited. I was like, holy crap, that's Daryl from Walking Dead, and he's with two skanks. I have to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I did.
Oh,
I'm very proud of myself.
I wish you would have bought them a round of drinks.
Oh, my God.
Tried to be a hanger-on.
No, I could have
been great.
Best friends with the great Norman Reedus. He's only a year younger than me.
Wow.
Yeah, we could have been bros.
And Daryl's a badass on that show.
He damn sure is.
He's a stud with a crossbow.
All right, speaking of studs with crossbows, let's mix with the Soroy brothers next.